You want to come out and ask the question, what's going to have to fire? too, because I considered that a question this yesterday. With Carter Schroeder, as you know, we still don't have him. We still have him in employ, you know what I mean? Now, he's resigned. Friday this week. Okay. Yeah, I remember you said that we didn't want. All right, I will not tell anybody, but, well, not, or what, if Sager's asked that, what do you want him to say? Then what do you want Secretary of Commerce to call Sager and ask him what to say? Yeah, in other words, you want to be put out. Yeah, in other words, it's no problem to you to have it known that Magruder has accepted, has resigned. Okay. You see, what I'm getting at here is that Ziegler said I better be sure that he's asked that he wants to know whether or not. See, we're taking the line on Dean, for example, as well as Alderman Ehrlichman, that we're treating them all the same and nobody's off. So, but with Magruder, I figure we can't do that. Yeah. It's fine. And as far as Dean is concerned, nothing to do on that, but we'll talk 5:30 about that. Bye. Thank you. But
you want to see Mr. Peterson alone today, sir?
Oh, yes, 5:30 right here.
Yeah, it was major.
Because I always have, you never have to ask me about the money, so you just figure you always got an hour and, you know, couple 3 hours a week for that sort of thing. Whenever you get a picture of the bird in the wrong line, you'll see a bigger one. I believe you, the young lady.
Concerning your Princess Grace, we're going to be off in town.
Yeah.
And suggested that you might want to meet her in the office.
Why should I be here?
Well, we'll be here, I'm not sure how long to stay, but I know that we'll be here on Monday. This coming Monday. Suggested you might meet with him here in the office. It's really not very substantive. And, or you might even want to have lunch with him in the house. One of those. With him as an expert participating, perhaps in both cases.
I would not want a lunch. I just don't like to take that much time, but why don't we invite him for 5 o'clock over at the residence where they come over and have a little cocktail. What do you think? That's what I guess.
So hard thing. Actually, it's suffice to do something in the office as far as.
Well, maybe the office is just as well.
You can limit it to 15 minutes.
Yes, sir. It's in the office.
I know. Make some right here. Have her with us. Alan White will sit down and chat and so forth.
There is a poster child, and,
okay. Go ahead.
That's right. And we can hold off on this. There's a board of directors of the National Association of Real Estate Boards. This is essentially, thank you for their campaign support. One of Stan's, a vestige of the Stan's program. You met with individuals, and there are a couple of groups left. We can delay this, if you'd like, or we can just go ahead.
Well, yeah, we need to know that this is too heavy. It's too heavy. Sorry, there's no time. Yeah, perfect.
All right, sir, so what you have here then is a prince and princess on Monday.
Right.
With diplomatic credentials.
All right.
Bipartisan leaders on Tuesday, and Chancellor Brandt have Brandt dinner and entertainment afterwards.
Right. Another meeting with Brandt the next day, go ahead.
Yes, sir, second meeting.
Right. But then there are other things.
And then there are a couple other matters that are pending Schultz decision, such as the
Waterhead.
The labor manager.
Yeah, that should be scheduled by all means. Very important. And in the economic thing, you can schedule this week, provided they give you some time.
Kevin made a tentative schedule for May 4th. There is no, if we don't have a
system. Kevin, the 4th. If there's an end to the economic meeting, we wouldn't do it on the 4th, we might do it on the 11th instead and see. If Charles has got something, the economy is a big thing this week. Next week, okay.
So I
have to thank you. You've got to make decisions on this.
I'll just try to keep your thoughts on it, not to waste your time.
They don't do it. And I think Richard's right in here.
Possibility of this new majority general fundraising dinner on the night outside of the house. There may be a recommendation that you not attend, and the reason is that the dinner just may not be shaping up.
Well, there are new majority dinner.
New majority dinner, yes, sir. This is similar.
In addition to the, well, I think I had all those people under the.
Well, this is kind of a Christmas fundraiser. I think you would show your folks May 9th.
Yeah, I have a finance center. I have to do a finance center. That is going to go on.
It's going to go on. I'm trying to find it. It's being proposed. It's being looked into to see whether it's really necessary for you to go. Perhaps the vice president can go. And the reason is it's questionable right now how much of a waste of time it might be for you.
It could make it awesome. It's basically an
Where is it down there, what?
Washington.
But there's, isn't there another dinner?
But isn't this the dinner to raise money for the House of Senate candidates?
House of Senate candidates, yes, sir. You know, I'll see this one through.
Right. Anything I can get out of it?
Timmons is looking into this thing right now. The subscription
has not been that high.
What? The sales have not been that high.
Yeah, they have a problem with the money stuff.
I'm not sure exactly what the reason is. It just may be, you know, poor planning on the part of the general people. That seems to be it more than anything else. They've had to give a certain responsibilities to other people for putting on the program. I asked these people from National Brass Room, or was it the president sitting there for about an hour? One of your correspondents associated there. So unless they
what if they plan they're not going to, they feel they're not going to get a big turnout, is that the problem?
We feel that they're not going to get a decent, I'm sorry, not to more the president's attendance. And I just wanted to alert you without souring you on it unless the dinner shapes up.
Yeah, well, I very much like to avoid a political thing, but of course it would be quite something if they had all been told I was coming, and they'd been told I was coming, pretty much.
The determination we made is that it's not certain that the president's coming.
Oh, is that right?
So if I recall, in the past 4 years, you only attended two of these.
That's right.
So there's ample precedent for
the president. Well, you could do this one, and I'd do the one in the fall.
That's maybe the recommendation, sir. And this has been totally avoided.
Try it if you can do channel in that direction. If it can be done gracefully. In other words, it action doesn't make it, let it be an action dinner this year. What do you think? Is this all right to you, Ron?
I think so.
Rather than me just having to go through it. Because that's really in time. I just don't want to make a political speech right now. I'm not so my particular interest in. I'd rather be one of the kinds of business. Try to channel it out if we possibly can. I guess say I'll do one in the fall or something like that.
Does by the point of view that if a move is made and then later on president has facts that suggest later on there is a risk of further information coming out, then the initial act is negated. He does not feel that Bob can survive. I asked him about the congressional thing, and he said he does not sense that next week.
Maybe because the president said we're doing something.
That's right. He said that, of course, could come. His area of concern primarily was that the only way to move on with the work of the presidency is to not have this matter remaining in the White House. He said it must be separated out. So basically, it's the same view as others. I'm not sure
you told that. Do you know whether Congress is talking about?
I don't know. I haven't seen Bob or John this morning.
Too bad they're two damn strong men and so forth.
They sure are.
Yes, ma'am.
No, Mary said that John asked him to talk to John.